Welcome to Theology Thursday on the brand new Andrew Paul Cannon podcast, where we consider issues in ministry, exposition, and theology. I want to thank you for joining me, and before you forget, hit that subscribe button. No, I don't care if you follow me, but I hope to offer something here that will benefit you in your ministry, church, and walk with Christ. Be sure to check out andrewpaulcannon.blog for expository material. And if you have any questions or thoughts during this episode, or at any time, be sure to send those in. I'm no expert, just a man with thoughts. You don't have to agree with me, but I hope we are sharpening one another like iron sharpens iron. Let's dig in. As I work through the Old Testament witness about Jesus's first coming for our 25 days of Christmas at Ellick Southern Baptist Chapel, I'm noticing the tendency we have to do too much with the biblical witness. I understand how tempting it is. We want everything to be a direct foretelling about Jesus so we can prove our position in a world that has so many opinions about God, religion, and even Jesus Christ. There's enough evidence there without us adding to it. And today, I simply wanted to offer a brief warning when thinking about biblical prophecy. At the beginning of my search through the messianic prophecies of the Old Testament, I looked up a list of prophecies fulfilled by Jesus and printed it off. There were a few actual, direct, and explicit prophecies on this list, but there were also references to parts of the biblical narrative, like when Abraham was instructed to sacrifice his son Isaac. As many parallels as there are between that part of the story and the gospel, you know, where God the Father sacrifices his only begotten son, it is not an explicit prophecy about Jesus' incarnation. It doesn't contain any details about future events in any explicit way. So perhaps the correct way to say it is to say that it is not a foretelling. It is a foreshadowing, but that's not perfectly clear until after Christ's crucifixion and resurrection. True foretelling must declare events before they happen with enough detail that we can look at them and say, yeah, that is a description of this certain event before the event took place. And so we will hear that Jesus fulfilled more than 300 prophecies in his incarnation. Well, that is true if we count explicit foretelling, foreshadowing, and apocalyptic imagery. Some of that's vague. If we only count the explicit and plain foretelling of events, that number is far lower. We should be careful not to do too much with the rest. And with prophecy, less is more anyway. What are the odds that any one person could accurately guess what is going to happen between, say, the United States and a nation that doesn't yet exist 700 years from today? What are the odds that person could also predict what would happen to the nation before that new nation comes to power, if it ever will? Now, this kind of foresight from one person is impossible. Yet, there was not one, but at least four prophets who foretold what would happen on a worldwide scale, including things involving Rome, which wasn't a superpower yet, leading up to Christ's birth. It's amazing to me that there is any witness at all that predated Jesus telling us accurately about him and the world around him. They were correct in all their predictions concerning nations like Assyria, Babylon, Persia, and Rome, right up to the birth of Jesus and even the destruction of the Second Temple. They predicted the destruction of the Second Temple before the Second Temple was even built. They did so explicitly. We don't have to force images or narrative elements to fit what happened to try to make our religion seem more credible. The biblical prophets, unlike any others, predicted things boldly and with plain language. That's why people believe. It's not like people went back and changed the prophecies after Jesus was born so they would fit. I mean, we have copies of Old Testament prophets like Isaiah that predate Jesus by up to 300 years. People can't alter that content to make it fit. God has provided us with more than sufficient evidence to believe reasonably. And when we use other so-called evidence to try to disprove God's existence or explain away Christ's significance, we literally have to wrestle the prophets. There's no way they could have been so accurate unless God is and Jesus is the Messiah. Today is the day to stop ignoring the evidence we can see so plainly. Repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for joining me. And before you forget, hit that subscribe button. And be sure to check out andrewpaulcannon.blog for expository material